I got a call from Katie Britt, a young, just a fantastically attractive person from Alabama. She's a senator. And she called me up like emergency, because an Alabama judge had ruled that the IVF clinics were illegal and they have to be closed down. A judge ruled. And she said, friends of mine came up to me and they were so angry. I didn't even know they were going, it's fertilization. I didn't know they were even involved in it. Nobody talks about it. They don't talk about it. But now that they can't do it, she said, I was attacked in a certain way. I was attacked. And I said, explain IVF very quickly. And within about 2 minutes, I understood it. I said, no, we're totally in favor of IVF.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1366. A Georgia judge blocked a new state rule that would have required counties to hand count ballots cast on Election Day. In his decision, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote, "Too much, too late," expressing concern that the 11th and one-half-hour implementation of the hand-count rule would undermine public confidence in the election results and lead to administrative chaos. The rule, which was passed by the Republican State Election Board, would have required poll workers in Georgia to open ballots and count them by hand to ensure that the total number of ballots matched the total counted by tabulating machines. The rule was set to go into effect on October 22nd, 2 weeks before Election Day. Early voting in that state is already happening, and separately, Judge McBurney also ruled that Georgia County election officials cannot delay or decline to certify election results based on suspicions of fraud, error, or abuse, writing that election officials have a mandatory fixed obligation to certify election results. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's top general called him a fascist to the core and said he's the most dangerous person to this country. This according to Bob Woodward's book, War. Retired U.S. Army General Mark Milley, who served as chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 2019 to 2023, told Woodward that Trump is the most dangerous person ever. I had suspicions when I talked to you about his mental decline and so forth, but now I realize he's a total fascist. He is now the most dangerous person to this country. Milley repeated, a fascist to the core. And finally, Trump repeatedly dismissed concerns by economists that his policies would have a net negative impact on the economy. He also called tariffs the most beautiful word in the dictionary and claimed that I was always very good at mathematics. This while he was discussing his economic agenda in an interview at the Economic Club of Chicago. Trump has been floating automatic tariffs of 10 to 20% on every U.S. import, as well as 60% levies on imports from China and higher rates in other circumstances. When he was questioned about the specifics of his plan and how tariffs on every imported product would lead to lower prices for consumers, Trump suggested that companies should just move production to the U.S., saying, "All you have to do is build your plant in the United States and you don't have any tariffs." When told that will take many, many, many years, Trump replied, "You've been wrong all your life on this stuff." The national debt, meanwhile, is approaching $36 trillion, and Trump's economic agenda is expected to cost as much as $15 trillion over a decade, with GDP 9.7% lower than the current forecasts. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.